This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Two wildfires that forced evacuations last week are now out. Crews on the High Park Fire in Teller County and the Sims Fire near Montrose say both have been 100% contained. All evacuation orders have been lifted for nearby residents. When you camp on public lands, you're taught not to leave behind waste. Well, now that includes human waste at several popular spots outside of Minturn. Here's CPR's Western Slope reporter, Sina Sieg.
Homestake Road is one of the informal camping areas in the Eagle Holy Cross Ranger District that now require users to pack out their poop. Here's the district's Paula Peterson.
All it takes is one or two unmanaged piles that can really cause a very negative experience in a dispersed camping environment.
Peterson says rangers are giving out free poop packing products. And to further minimize impacts to the land, summertime stay limits have been cut in half to 7 days. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
And speaking of a different kind of clean, Colorado school districts can begin applying for rebates to replace diesel school buses with electric or clean fuel buses. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The Clean School Bus Program is a five-year, $5 billion federal program. Priority goes to low-income, rural, tribal, and high-need school district applicants. They can request funds for up to 25 new electric school buses. The EPA will award up to $500 million this year. Meantime, state lawmakers set aside $65 million for electric school buses to help improve air quality. A state agency must still decide whether the money will purchase the electric buses outright or will offset costs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.